History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Arr, there she blows, a matey. Arr. Taking on rough seas, I tell ya. What am I talking about?
I have no clue.
Not often you cheer for a hurricane.
Oh.
Lord Stanley has spoken, and he has chosen the Carolina Hurricanes to be the Stanley Cup champs. Actually, it was determined by, you know, a bunch of hockey games. But anyway, they hit the jackpot in Vegas. Get it? Get it? Because that's who they were playing, the Vegas Golden Knights. It's like, here's my story. First of all, let me tell you this. It is 6:08, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's Monday, but we're here to make it great. You got all that? Good. All right, biggest news story is the war is over. Peace in the Middle East. We've been looking for this, waiting for this, hoping for this. And here it is. Mm-hmm. And here's what the president says.
Actually, he'll have to wait a
second. He didn't say it?
He's going to say it.
He's burping.
Yes.
Wait, let's...
Yeah. We have to do too many things, too many times, too many things, and this is what he said.
We ended the war with Iran today, and they have agreed never to have a nuclear weapon, something that we insisted on. That was the whole purpose. That was 95% of it, and they've done it in the most powerful way you can do it.
No nukes. Yep, they can't get a nuclear weapon. So they say. I know it's all on paper. I know you can't trust these people as far as you can throw them. I got you. But we're going to remain optimistic until we learn otherwise. Yes, we are giving them money. Not in a bunch of pallets landing on the tarmac, but they will have open access to some, I don't know, $24 billion after, this is important, after certain conditions are met, and that is allowing inspectors come in, get the uranium out. You don't do that, you get no money. So there, that's at least you've got some, you know, check the boxes, benchmarks, whatever you want to call it. There's a pathway here. If they don't follow it, I don't know. I guess we'll start, you know, lobbing more missiles. But
past the money was always the problem.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
And there's no guarantee. Like, you know, they say, well, you know, there's certain thing guidance on, you know, how it could be spent or whatever. Maybe on that particular money, but they just take money from somewhere else. They spend that money on that. And then they, come on. We know how the game works, moving money around. But anyway, again, overall, let's stay optimistic, because you're going to hear plenty on the lefty media and the lefties coming out of the woodwork and go, now, this is not true, but they're going to say this. This is no better than Obama's JPOC. Shut it now. Good. There you go.
Well, they had to trot him out, of course, you know. So.
Oh, Obama.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it. That's the exact quote. That's exactly what he sounded like.
We'd have the audio, but I just gave it to you. And let's talk about some positive things. How about this? How about this, you unpatriotic fools? How about this? Yesterday, some pretty historic things occurred. The U.S. Army was founded in 1775.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Army. Mm-hmm. Don't look a day over 200, really.
Oh, looking great.
Don't they look good?
Look fit.
Also, Flag Day, that happened 2 years later on the same date, June 14th, yesterday. Flag Day established 1777. And historically moving forward, one of the most important dates in history is and shall be President Donald J. Trump, the big 8-0. You know, that should pump people up. We're all aging. You know, there's a certain amount of trepidation and fear as you enter into this new chapter or phase of your life, whatever you want to call it. But when you got a guy that is as energetic and with it and just motivational, Donald J. Trump, and he's 80. I mean, I met a guy the other
day.
I met a guy the other day. He was like 84.
Yeah.
Like full head of hair, and you know, it wasn't jumping all around, but he had plenty of energy, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah. It's every once in a while I think the good Lord, you know, reminds me, he goes, dude, you still got a long way to go, man.
Hey, the doctor that lives across the street, who's lived in our neighborhood since 1967, still drives out and about at 95 years old.
See? That's the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you're not going to like this part of it, but I'll tell you, a big thing is activity.
Oh, yeah.
And building muscle. And I'll tell you why. They just had a new study that came out. Researchers found that physical activity helped restore something called NOX, NOX4. Now, this is a protein in your body that naturally declines as you age, and the only thing that seems to help it to not completely fade or whatever, to help establish it, is movement, exercise, super important. Hmm. So if you want, you know, as we age, it's not a game like, I want to get to 100. It should be striving toward quality of life on a regular basis. And that's going to take a little bit of effort on all of our parts to do that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It is interesting. It's like physical activity just doesn't make you feel better in the short term. It has a very long-lasting impact, very much deeper than they originally thought. So, you know, don't be afraid to move around. Don't be afraid to lift weights. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, don't hurt yourself. Make sure you get some good, you know, advice. Read up on it a little bit. But, yeah, it doesn't matter. At any age, you can build muscle in this NOX4. This will be the new thing they'll be talking about moving forward. All right. So the big news of the day, obviously, working on this peace agreement. You could say they signed a peace agreement. You know, it's, what is it, the framework. I mean, there's still a long way to go. But the strait is open, or at least word was given. Yeah, he said immediately. I've got a couple of news stories. I know, Greg, you saw something where it said maybe not so fast.
Well, yeah, because they're signing on Friday, and I've been seeing that Friday is when some of these things will kick in. So
okay.
Getting mixed messages there.
Yeah, the New York Post reported it's, you know, open immediately or whatever.
Yeah.
But we'll see for sure, obviously. We'll find out this morning because it's already today there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's later in the day.
It's today here, too.
Well, it's today, late today.
It's daylight there.
Yeah, it's it's almost sunset in a couple of hours.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, they're ahead of the
other part of the world, yeah.
Yeah.
They're way over there.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah.
All right, so apparently there was this big UFC fight and all that. I missed all that. I mean, I knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I missed all that. Did you catch any of it?
I just watched pieces in retro, you know, this morning, little clips and that kind of thing.
Somebody posted a picture that had, and I don't know if it's AI or whatever, because it was a perfect picture. You got the ring, you got the White House lit up in the background, and then flying out, you've got the Blue Angels flying out in the background, and the Thunderbirds together.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a lot of jets.
Yeah.
It was a lot of jets.
And from that photo, it looked fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll have to.
I think I saw the video clip of that, which is why it was so impressive to see them.
Oh, you did?
Coming at you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, man. Makes the hair on your neck stand up in a good way. You know
and
what I mean?
People tried to, no pun intended, fight all of that just because it was Donald J. Trump.
Well, I think it was labeled something like, isn't it sad that some people have to pretend like this isn't cool or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The peace deal, more on the peace deal. This is big news. Gas is going to be like 50 cent a gallon. It's going to be, it's going to be everywhere. I love it. It's not going to happen maybe tomorrow, but it's coming. It's coming. 617 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got so much we're going to share with you today. Don't go anywhere. Just pump it up on a Monday. 97.3 The Sky.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Oh, life is so good now. Indeed, peace in the Middle East, finally. It might only last 2 hours, but here we are. 6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Iran's Supreme National Security Council confirmed Sunday that Tehran and Washington had finalized an MOU.
M-I-C-K-U-I-M-O-U.
Now, Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to end the war after months of negotiations. In a statement, the council said all military operations across multiple fronts, including those in Lebanon, will cease immediately and permanently starting Sunday night. So it's in place, right? Also said a U.S. naval blockade on Iran will be lifted in full with immediate effect. Now, President Donald Trump also had announced earlier that a deal with Iran had been finalized before declaring the end to the blockade of Iranian ports and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. So indications are it's open, but again, we're getting somewhat of a mixed message on that. We'll follow up throughout the morning. The Pakistani Prime Minister, Shahbaz Sharif, instead of saying he don't like it, Sharif don't like it, rocking the Casbah. He's all about rocking the Casbah now. He said formal signing ceremony is scheduled for Friday in Switzerland. Ah, very nice. Mm-hmm. Iran's deputy foreign minister said broader talks with the U.S. will take place during a 60-day ceasefire period. So we're not out of the woods. Everybody's going to complain about the deal, especially those left of center. They'll say, oh, this isn't much better than the Obama's deal. That's not true. Is it perfect? Nope, because there's no such thing. But is there some really good things contained in there? Yeah. It's like anything else, though. It has to be followed. And here's the difference between Obama and Trump. You don't follow things with Obama, him and his little red line drawn in the sand and all that means nothing. Yeah. With President Trump, I think he's already proving it does mean something.
He will bomb you, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You're gonna conform to this, or you know, maybe some of the same people that signed off and said they were going to be good boys and girls, all of a sudden we'll be dead boys and girls. So, yeah. Oh, no, that's right. They're not going to let girls play any role in government or make any decisions.
Yeah,
sorry about that. Knicks win! The Knicks won! Are you sick of the Knicks yet? Yeah, big deal. 50 years, who cares? That's a New York thing. Good for you, New York, all right? Good for you. No, it's cool, whatever. I don't have a dog in that fight. But the Knicks win, and good for them, all right? Good for their fans. 94-90, they won game 5 Saturday. And then what, burn the flipping town down?
Yes, come on.
Burning buses and all kinds of stupid garbage?
Idiots.
Yeah, nothing says I'm excited about winning. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Maybe that's part of the problem, the disconnect with Trump. He says, yeah, we're winning. And they go, yeah, man, we're burning. I was like, no, that's not how you celebrate.
No.
Celebrate with your friends, your buddies, you know, whoever you have in common, being a fan. And you have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. I guess maybe the goofs in New York have to, like, outdo Philadelphia. They're like, oh, those people in Philadelphia are crazy. They climb up grease poles and all that. Here, hold my beer.
We'll burn a bus and stab a couple folks.
Yeah.
Really?
Come on. Yeah, there's plenty of stupid people to go around. And they tend to congregate in large cities. Oh, go figure.
Yeah.
There was one cool thing there. They said there was no Taylor Swift in a corny t-shirt sighting. So did she wear that other t-shirt recently and in, I guess not in the final game, but you know the t-shirt? Have you seen it? It says on it, Stevie Nicks, but Nicks as in K-N-I-C-K.
Okay.
Which I thought, that's cute.
That's clever, yeah.
And you know, and she's a singer, so Stevie Nicks, obviously world renowned.
Right.
And many, many gold, platinum records, all that. But so I thought that was cute.
Cute.
But I don't know if she was at the finals with it or not. Apparently not, according to what they're saying. Oh, and who didn't perform, speaking of singers? Rod Stewart.
Oh, this is a big deal.
Wake up, Maggie. I got a big soccer game to go today.
Yeah, this is big.
Yeah. He's irritated and rubs some people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Well, he's 81 now. I mean, he's no spring chicken.
And he can't be two places at once.
Now, I had some family members that met him. We're probably dating this thing 10, 12 years ago, mm-hmm. something like that. And just said he was just a nice and kind and...
That's cool.
Really, yeah, really nice guy. Anyway, he blows off a concert that was supposed to be in Chula Vista, California. That's near San Diego. And here's the thing. I guess he had some kind of infection, mm-hmm. led to laryngitis. I get it. If you can't sing, you sure. should be able to go do something else. But you decide that literally 40 minutes ahead of the show's start time.
Uh-huh.
40 minutes. I mean, that goes beyond not being no. courteous.
No.
You set a deadline. You say, hey, if I'm not feeling better by, at the very latest, the day before.
Yeah.
You know, you say, look, I wanted it to come together. It's just not.
People travel and all that, get hotels.
Yeah. So that was not cool. But then he shows up on, like, TV at a soccer game. Which, again, if it's a laryngitis-related thing, yes, you can watch anything as long as you're not talking too much.
Or screaming.
But 40 minutes before the show, he cancels.
Uh-huh.
That's not cool. And, you know, he's got people that probably make a lot of those decisions for him, you know, just out of convenience, and he doesn't want the hassles or headaches. But
if it's 40 minutes before the show, and then you're across the country in no time?
Yeah.
Where were you already, maybe?
Yeah, and, you know, once they caught him on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Every picture tells a story, don't it? Thank you very much.
Yes.
628 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Peace, baby. We're talking peace, Broham. 97.3 The Sky.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:39. Wow, it's over. Peace in the Middle East. Yep, Strait of Hormuz open and oil flowing, baby. Oil flowing. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see power outages. That's how fast the numbers are going to spin downward on a gallon of gas. It's going to cause a power outage.
The pumps changing numbers?
Really?
Wow. That's impressive.
179 a gallon. There, and if it hits right. Says good luck, try again later.
Oh, really? Bummer.
Says it ain't going to happen right now.
Yeah.
You know what is going to happen right now if you're looking for something? You're looking for a good deal?
What's up?
I got you covered.
What's
up? Here's the deal. Today, we have a Todd Rundgren VIP code word for you. Yep, you've been waiting for this. Here it is. It is circle. Text the word circle, C-I-R-C-L-E, circle, to 20357. And it's easy to remember our number. Remember, it's how old was Greg when he graduated high school? 20. Followed by one of his favorite calibers, 357, 357.
Oh, okay.
See how you can remember that?
Yeah, right.
20357. And this could get you the ultimate VIP night out. Premium up-close seats to see Todd Rundgren June 28th at the Circle Square Cultural Center, plus a fabulous pre-show dinner at the Whistling Duck Southern Tavern. So once again, to win, text CIRCLE to 20357, and you're entered. Message and data rates apply. So good luck on that.
I'm still trying to figure out how how ducks can whistle, because they got that bill, you know, and usually you gotta move your lips, and they don't have lips. I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, they can only do it near water because they have to literally wet their whistle.
See what you did there.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
And it's not even 7 o'clock yet, friends.
Mauricio. It's kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morris is a little boring, but Mauricio. Mauricio Ruffy. If your name is Ruffy, you're going to grow up Ruffy and Tuffy.
Be a ruffian, potentially.
And you're going to get in there on the UFC fight. Brazilian fighter Mauricio Ruffy did not enter the octagon at the UFC Freedom 250 there at the White House as the favorite. But by the time it was over, he had won over some people and maybe even saved some souls.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. He was fighting against the favorite Iron Michael Chandler. After a convincing win over a legendary tough fighter in Chandler, Ruffy used his post-fight interview to praise Jesus Christ. Specifically, he quoted John 3:16 and called people to give their lives to Christ.
Wow.
And he said it out loud. He said, quote, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Jesus saved my life," he said. "He wants to save your life too. Give your life to Jesus." The touching moment was well received by the more than 4,000 people in attendance, apparently, and by a multitude of others watching who flooded comments with praise for the Brazilian. Huh. So this was just only, it only went one round. And he came out, well, on top.
Nice.
So he says, "I want to be the champion of this division," Ruffy said. "I do believe I'm next up for this title shot. We've been talking." So, yeah. And a pretty large audience was tuned in to watch that as the big events unfolded, all part of 250th celebration for our awesome country. And yes, yesterday just happened to be President Donald Trump's birthday, the big 80. And man, still crushing it. Something but 4 hours sleep, and then he gets business done. And hey, you know, what could be bigger than this piece that we're putting together? And this could have long-reaching positive consequences. J.D. Vance went into that a little bit. Now I'll get into it and share some of the things he said. Also, Zach Brown refuses to apologize for singing the national anthem at the White House before the UFC match.
Good.
He said it's about patriotism, not politics. And you know what, Zach? You don't need to defend yourself any more than that. And if people don't get that, to heck with them. I mean, mm-hmm. That's the deal. If they're going to judge you on that, that's their, it literally is their problem, literally is their issue.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, what a show. You know, the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds.
That's cool.
Doing an epic flyover. Man, I just, it's America. I feel bad, like many people do, that there's some that, you know, can't appreciate it because they have Trump derangement syndrome. But I'm not going to spend too much time worrying about those folks because
they got their own problems.
They definitely do. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Happy birthday, U.S. Army, founded in 1775. This was as of yesterday. It was also Flag Day. That was established in 1777. So what are world leaders, what are they saying and thinking about this outline for peace in which Iran is participating in? It looks pretty good. What are they saying? That's coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here at 6:45. Happy Monday, 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And man, it is a big day. Yesterday was a big day, but I mean, really, this starts a working week and more people, word's going to spread. Trump has announced the U.S. and Iran have reached a peace deal. And some are saying that this opens the Strait of Hormuz immediately. Others are saying it will open Friday when the deal is signed in Switzerland. So I don't know what the latest story. This one I'm utilizing now was 7:28 p.m. yesterday evening. But I thought for sure there was a statement from Trump saying, you know, effective immediately. So again, still trying to find, well, yeah, finding the truth is difficult. Finding what was said when it was said, what the situation is now. Well, that's the challenge that's presented to us. And we'll try to come through for you here as soon as we get something that's, you know, locked in, so to speak, or whatever, affirmative. All right. Oh, and President Trump's name is being removed from the Kennedy Center's facade. You know, they attempted through a couple of different courts to try to retain his name. You know, that wasn't necessarily a Trump thing, like, look at me. That was the board. Apparently, he did a lot for the Kennedy Center and was continuing to want to do that. And but, you know, somebody found a judge who would say, you can't do that. I think it was via Congress that it was originally named, and maybe only through Congress it could be changed. Is that the theory?
But again, but a judge.
You're right.
That seems to be the lefties. That's their go-to, but a judge.
So, you know, there were mostly probably lefty reporters out there, you know, waiting to see the sign be torn down and all that. Yeah, too late, you losers. They already had it covered with a tarp. And somebody who did sneak a peek said it looks like the Trump part of it's gone, you know, because they got to redo the whole, all the lettering to establish it back to the original, the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. So they're going to have to put those letters back up. In the meantime, they have scaffolding there. They have a tarp that is over all of it. And that's good because, you know, the media wants to make an issue. I look at Trump. He's not so big. He's not so powerful. And maybe that would be a good thing. Maybe they should show it and say, see, he's not an authoritarian. If he was, he'd demand that, you know, his name stay up there. But he's not. So there you go. But I don't know if it was the best of ideas to begin with. It was almost like you're trying to rub people the wrong way. But, you know, if he's contributed a lot, you know, is that reasonable? It's a tough call. And I don't think he's going to lose any sleep over it, especially when you have just such huge things that you're accomplishing. And, focusing on that. International leaders were quick to welcome the peace agreement struck by President Donald Trump and the Islamic regime in Iran, which is set to formally be signed Friday in Switzerland. The end of the military conflict between the U.S. and Iran, and thus the full opening of the Strait of Hormuz, through which around one-fifth of oil supplies flow annually, was hailed as a great success by leaders in Europe and the Middle East on Sunday evening. Congratulations poured in from both London and Paris, the two countries that vowed to lead an international coalition to ensure toll-free, free movement through the Strait of Hormuz once the war had ended. British Prime Minister Starmer said in a statement, quote, I warmly welcome today's agreement reached between the U.S. and Iran. This is a hugely important step forward in ending the war, ensuring regional stability and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. And I congratulate President Donald Trump and the mediators from Pakistan and Qatar and elsewhere who have contributed to this breakthrough. We have long urged de-escalation. This is the progress we had hoped to see. Now, I also saw a story where they had mentioned collecting tolls, like that might still be within the bounds of the agreement. I'm going to look for more clarification on that.
But the whole, we'll help now that the war's over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Really? Yeah, Where were you a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we called for de-escalation. Yeah, of course. That's all you do is call for ceasefire. Ceasefire, ceasefire. Let's just see how close we can get to them actually having a nuclear weapon. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Let's see. Come on. They're not that crazy. Come on.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Well, that's the point, right?
I know.
Yeah. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that the deal negotiated by the president and Iran will transform the Middle East and will ensure that Tehran will never have a nuclear weapon, coinciding with the 80th birthday of President Trump, announcing that the deal between the U.S. and the Islamic Republic of Iran is complete, with the U.S. lifting its blockade of Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz, and both sides agreeing to cease military operations in the region. So, again, conflicting reports of is the strait open or not? I don't know. We'll try to get the most up-to-date information and, of course, share it with you. But really, I mean, without being overly optimistic, this really could lead to something substantial. This was a major part. Think about it. If you're going to try to get people to invest in kind of rebuilding that whole Gaza area and all that, that would be hard to do while it's still such a hot spot, if you will. If you still have terrorists that are operating, you know, like Hezbollah and Hamas, you know, that'd be hard to get people to invest in that, only to see, you know, structures come under fire again. So if there can be something that seems really substantial and lasting peace, this really could pave the way for just a huge quality of life change for a lot of people in the Middle East, including but not limited to Israel. So, you know, look, we're rooting for peace. We're hoping it can be sustainable. It's not going to be a perfect peace because people aren't perfect. And you're still going to have some nutbags involved that all they know about is, unfortunately, killing people. That's the business some of them are in, for sure. All right, but we'll remain optimistic and pumped up on this fine, fine Monday. We've got ahead of it. Little warm, little muggy as you rise and shine. Be prepared for that. You don't need to wear much today, that's for sure. I mean, don't get arrested or anything. More on the peace deal coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.